In the headlines, a man shot dead outside a funeral home after viewing brother's body in Bush Hall. One man in custody following police operation in St. Michael and Christchurch. Carifesta 15 officially launched, with Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley stressing the need for the festival to showcase Caribbean strength in the face of a global crisis. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. 27-year-old Rashawn Brathwaite of Valleyland, St. George, has been identified as the country's latest homicide victim. The deceased was fatally shot at Civilian Road, Bush Hall, St. Michael, last evening near a funeral home, one day before his brother was scheduled to be buried. Starcom Network News understands the victim had just viewed his sibling's body. Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite reported that two men exited a vehicle and opened fire, hitting the victim multiple times, and he later succumbed to his injuries. His death marks Barbados's 27th homicide for the year.
Police Operations Control Room received a report of a shooting about 6:40 p.m. On arrival of the police, initial investigations were conducted, the scene was secured, and information suggested that a male was standing along the roadway, having just exited a business establishment. When a motor car drove up, two males disembarked from that motor car and discharged a number of gunshots, injuring that male in the process. He was transported by private motor car to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries. That male has been identified by a relative as Rashawn Brathwaite, 27 years, of Valleyland, St. George.
Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. The Barbados Police Service has made at least one arrest during a search and seizure operation conducted in Maps Hill, St. Michael, and St. David's, Christ Church. Several tactical units were deployed, stopping multiple vehicles yesterday as part of the operation. Authorities were reportedly focusing their search on individuals traveling in a silver Toyota Axio. Starcom Network News has confirmed that at least one man has been taken into custody. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says Carifesta 15 will not only mark the return of the region's premier cultural festival, but serve as a reminder of the Caribbean's resilience and creative strength. Speaking during the media launch for the event, Prime Minister Motley said Barbados is preparing to host the 15th edition of the regional festival from August 22nd to 31st, following a six-year break due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Prime Minister said while the Caribbean continues to grapple with the effects of climate change, global instability and the lingering trauma of the pandemic, its people remain defined by resilience and creativity.
The climate crisis, my friends, coupled with global economic uncertainties and the terrors of war and rumors of war, have become staples, regrettably, of our daily diet in the last few years. And in the face of these challenges, we can sometimes feel completely helpless. This is the resilience that defines us as people of the Caribbean. We are no ordinary people, nor no ordinary generation. It is at times like this, when we still quietly grieve for the thousands of loved ones lost to a pandemic. This is why Carifesta 15 will be no ordinary festival. We intend to be true to our theme of Caribbean roots, global excellence, as we reflect on and celebrate and showcase who we truly are. Carifesta will commemorate where we've come from, where we are, and where we're going on our road to transformation.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meantime, Chairman of the National Cultural Foundation, Dr. Jasmine Babb, says the 15th edition of Carifesta will serve as a direct response to some of the most pressing challenges facing the Caribbean today.
We gather at a crucial juncture for our region. The Caribbean, like many parts of the world, is grappling with climate vulnerability, economic inequality, the rapid evolution of new technologies, and instances of social intolerance. These issues have tested our resolve and threatened our way of life. Carifesta 15 is more than just a festival. It is a profound response to these challenges. This year's festival is specifically aligned to the global call to put cultural heritage, arts, and creative sectors at the heart of climate action. We are committed to setting a new benchmark for sustainability within the Caribbean's cultural sector.
Chairman of the NCF, Dr. Jasmine Bapp. The new National Party unveiled a bold proposal for this country's head of state to be elected by popular vote. The party's leader, Kemar Stewart, stressed that if elected to government, his party would let Barbadians rather than Parliament elect the president. Stewart pledged to confront the ceremonial presidential style of the office as he spoke in the wake of the report of the Parliamentary Reform Commission, which recommended single-term limits for the president of the country.
The new National Party is willing to stand as a political party, fighting for the new transformative and bold idea of the People's Republic of Barbados, by pledging that our party would allow the citizens of this country to elect the president of Barbados by popular vote. While continuing with the selective ceremonial president tradition like Trinidad and Dominica, we outrightly reject the parliamentary reform's logic that they wish to save the office of president from the divisiveness of political campaigns and adversarial commentary.
Political leader of the new National Party, Kemar Stewart. The Barbados Trust Fund will be ramping up its community outreach program to incorporate new clients and assist Barbadians in the small and micro enterprise sector in financial recovery. The fund's business development manager, Kirk Dottin, tells Starcom Network News they are seeking to encourage more young people to get involved in entrepreneurship.
Currently, we've been actually doing some community walkthroughs through the city, which we started on June 7th, and we, I won't say we are finished, but we, as I said, we are trying to get back into the groups level, so we'll be doing some community walkthroughs, varying communities in Barbados, trying to onboard clients to the portfolio, especially young persons who may be looking for opportunities. Some young persons, you know, they have the attitude they don't want to work for someone, they want to own their own business, so we really want to get some of these young persons who have some creative ideas on the portfolio.
Business Development Officer at the Business Trust Fund, Kirk Dottin. Barbados' newest centenarian, Millicent Nurse, is giving thanks for a long life, a sound mind, and the love of family. Surrounded by relatives and friends, including many who travelled from the United Kingdom, the 100-year-old beamed with joy as President Dame Sandra Mason paid her a special visit to mark the milestone. Mrs. Nurse, still sharp and spirited, even recalled events dating back to 1988 as she shared memories with the president. Among the well-wishers were her cousin Margaret Brathwaite Burgess, who is 99, and her 95-year-old sister Anita Greenwich. Praising Jesus for life, Mrs. Nurse said she was still shopping and cooking right up to the day before her birthday.
I am happy to have all my family from both sides here. Also, those that represent Barbados that came to. So I'm very thankful. Thankful to God that He allowed me to understand what is going on and that He is the one that put things together, so I have to enjoy it. And most of my time was with my grandmother. From little, she taught me about God. So I gave my heart to Jesus as a child, and He took care of me all these years. Never went to a court, don't know anything about anything. All I know about is church.
The country's newest centenarian, Millicent Nurse. And the Supreme Court has ordered the Jamaican government to pay over 120 million Jamaican dollars in damages to a mentally ill man who spent 50 years in custody without a trial. According to the judgment handed down on Thursday, the sum awarded to George Williams includes 78.6 million for compensatory damages and 42 million for vindicatory damages. Top story in the 7:30 edition. A man shot dead outside a funeral home after viewing brother's body in Bush Hall. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397. To receive breaking news, like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.